It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, neighbor. Welcome to another edition of Fresh Oil. I'm your host, Keith Manley. Such a great opportunity to come and share with you today some teaching from God's Word. I've often said that 90% of the time, when we miss it with God, it's in this area of timing. You see, delays are not denials. And yet so many times, it seems like God's promise that He gave us is delayed. And we begin to question God's plan in our lives when we don't see the things that we've prayed for coming to pass. Solomon said something very profound in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1. He said, "There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens." Do you know, friend, there's a time for your promise that God gave to you? There is a time for your destiny to unfold in your life. There's a time for the ministry that God birthed in your heart. Solomon said, there's a season for every activity under heaven. Have you ever felt like God was running late? Maybe you've been praying for something, a breakthrough, a healing, but the answer has not come yet. And it's easy to get frustrated with God when He don't operate on our timetable. But see, friend, we live in this brief, temporary interruption in eternity that we call time. But do you know God doesn't operate in the realm of time? He operates in the realm of eternity. The Bible tells us with the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. So when God says, "I'll see you tomorrow," it might be a while. You see, it's easy to get frustrated when God isn't on our timetable. But the Bible reassures us over and over again that God's timing is perfect timing. Today on Fresh Oil, we're going to explore God's perfect timing and how it works in our life and how we can trust Him even when God's timing doesn't align with our timing. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4 said this, "But when the set time had fully come, God sent His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship." You see, we have the benefit of being able to look back in history and see how God has a perfect timetable for the events of history. The coming of Jesus into this world was an ultimate example of God's perfect timing. Jesus wasn't born early, and He wasn't born late. He came at the exact moment, fulfilling centuries of prophecies about the Messiah. He was born in the right place at the right time. So God has perfect timing. In Psalm 31 and verse 15, David said this, "My times are in your hands." Every moment of your life, friend, is in God's control. He knows what you need, and He knows when you need it. Even when we can't see it, God is working behind the scenes, orchestrating every detail of our lives for His purpose. Now, you might say to me today, "Keith, what is the purpose of waiting? Do you enjoy waiting?" I don't. I hate to go into a restaurant and they say, "Sir, it'll be about a 45-minute wait." Usually, I bail on that place because we don't like waiting. But you know, there's a purpose behind waiting. Isaiah said this in Isaiah 40, verse 31, "But those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not be faint." So what is the purpose of waiting? First of all, it builds your trust. It builds your trust in God. Waiting on God teaches us to rely on Him rather than our own understanding. Remember Proverbs 3, we talked about that yesterday, verse 5 and 6, where it told us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart, and lean not on our own understanding, and all our ways acknowledge Him, and the Lord will direct our paths. So when we wait, we learn to surrender, control, and put our faith in His wisdom and plan. See, our timetable puts us in control. It says, I want this, and I want this now. But when we wait upon the Lord, we are learning to trust Him that He has our best interest at heart. Waiting isn't passive. It's an active process of growing stronger in faith. He gives us the example, like an eagle. Isaiah says, as we wait upon the Lord, we'll renew our strength. We'll run and not grow weary. We'll walk and not be faint. There's a lot of benefits, friend, that come from waiting upon the Lord. You see, God gives us seasons of waiting in our life, and sometimes they come to refine us, to mold us, to prepare us for what God has ahead. Man, I tell you, I went through a year of my life a while back that was so difficult, I wouldn't take $1 million for it, but I wouldn't give 50 cents to go through it again. It was a time of waiting where I waited almost a full year for my healing to come. I couldn't walk. I couldn't understand. I went to every kind of doctor imaginable. They couldn't tell me what was wrong with my legs and my back, why I couldn't walk. But I just waited on God. And I was faithful to show up each and every Sunday. I came to preach. And many times it was with a great deal of pain. But I waited on God. There were times, I got to be honest with you, where I just really wondered, is He going to come through for me? But I'm telling you today, friend, as I waited upon God, He changed my life. He not only healed me, but He brought about some amazing things as a result of what I went through. You see, friend, waiting on God, it aligns us with God's will. Sometimes God's delays are simply telling us that we're not ready for what God wants to do in our life at that point in time. His delays are because we're not ready to receive them. And waiting aligns our hearts with His purpose, and it prepares us for those future blessings. Trusting God when the timing feels wrong. One of my favorite prophets in the Old Testament is the prophet Habakkuk. And he's the guy that said, how long, O Lord, are you going to make me put up with this? I see injustice on every hand. And look what it said in chapter 2 in verse 3 of Habakkuk. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. It hastens toward the goal, and it will not fail. Though it tarries, here it is, wait for it, God says. For it will certainly come, it will not delay. Now, I believe that's a word for somebody today. You're listening to this program and you've been saying, boy, Keith, it feels like what God has promised me is simply never going to happen. God is saying to you today, wait for it. The vision is yet for an appointed time. It hastens toward the goal, and it will not fail. Though it tarries, wait for it, for it will certainly come. It will not delay. See, just because something hasn't happened yet doesn't mean that it never will. Think about Abraham and Sarah waiting for their promised son, Isaac. That wait must have seemed like an eternity for the man of faith, Abraham. And yet God fulfilled His promise, but not until His time was just right. Here's an important thing to consider, my friend. God sees the bigger picture. We see only a fraction, but God sees the bigger picture. And Romans 8:28 assures us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. The King James actually says, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. But sometimes all things don't work for good. But what that verse is really saying is not that things work for good. It says this, in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. See, no matter what you're going through today, God is right there working it out for your good. He's there measuring your trial, guaranteeing it's not more than you can handle. Thirdly, God's timing brings glory to Him. See, if it happened in my timetable, I would get the glory. But if God makes me wait until His timetable, it's usually when things are impossible in the natural. And that way, God gets the glory. Think about Lazarus. Jesus waited until Lazarus was not only dead, but he was already buried in the ground. 4 days, Lazarus had been dead. And the delay, it was not neglect on Jesus's part. He simply wanted to show that God's power would be displayed in a way where it would be undeniable that it was God who did the miracle with Lazarus. In John 11, verse 4, Jesus said this. He said, "This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it." When you're going through the fire, friend, you got to ask yourself, am I looking to see what God is doing in this situation, or am I simply looking at my circumstances? Circumstances will lie to you, friend, because they don't reflect what God's going to do in the future in your life. Maybe you would ask me today, Keith, how do I trust in God's timing? It's not easy. Romans 10:17 says this, "Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." You have to immerse yourself in Scripture, friend. The more you read the Word of God, the stronger your faith grows, and you begin to trust God more for His timing rather than your timetable. And then you just pray and you surrender it to God. You give it over to Him. Release it from your life and hand it over to the Father. He said in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, "Not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God." Do not be anxious about anything. Wow. Prayer helps us release the anxiety in our life and surrender our timetable to God's timetable. And let me tell you one other thing, friend. It's so important to focus on the character of God and not on your situation. When we get our eyes on our circumstances, it can be very discouraging. But God is faithful. He's loving and He's sovereign. You remind yourself of who He is, and you trust that He will never fail you. Psalm 145, verse 13 says this, "The Lord is trustworthy in all He promises and faithful in all He does." Has God promised you something today? Let me remind you, He's trustworthy. Let me remind you, He's faithful in all He does. Here comes the hard part. Then we have to be patient and persevere. James put it this way in chapter 5, verse 7. He encourages us to be patient like a farmer waiting for the harvest. God's timetable and His timing is often slower than what we want. I grew a garden one time in my life. It was a horrible experience. I believe I was out there the next day looking for the seeds that I had planted. And guess what? The only thing that grew was weeds. I realized I would never make a good farmer. But God is faithful, and He tells us you got to be patient. You got to allow those seeds of prayer to grow in your life. Let me talk this last minute about the rewards of God's perfect timing. Remember, Ecclesiastes said, "He's made everything beautiful in its time." God's timing brings fulfillment in our life. When God's plan begins to unfold, it's always better than anything we could have imagined ourselves. God's timing also brings great peace in our life, because when you trust in God's timing, you experience His peace, and you no longer have to worry and strive. You can rest in His promises, knowing that He's faithful even unto 1,000 generations, the Bible says. And God's timing will also bring glory to His name. God's timing is seldom early, but it's never late, friend. It's always perfect timing. You may not understand the delays and the detours in your life right now, but you can trust that God knows what He's doing, and He will bring it to pass. Oh, thank you for joining me today on Fresh Oil. What a great day as we've examined the concept of the timing of God. It's perfect timing, and He will come through for you. Walk in grace, friend. He loves you.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He He makes His mercies new every morning.